God.
My fucking hands are dry. I gotta fucking lotion up. You know, I knew people who would, like, make fun of you. Like, dudes that would, like, make fun of you for, like, having lotion. I think this is, like, an old-timer type mentality. You want to fucking walk around with dry, fucking cracked hands and feet and have your face fucking burn all the time? Be my fucking guest. It doesn't make you macho. It makes you fucking stupid. My name is Chris Johnson. I'll fucking lube up anytime I want, goddammit. I want to talk about free speech because I'm fucking agitated by the amount of people who don't fucking understand what it actually fucking means. People fucking piss and moan and complain about their free speech being violated all the fucking time when it's never really violated. They're like, ah, you're fucking taking away my constitutional rights. Like, somebody will post something on Facebook and it'll get taken down. Like my fucking ass recently. I posted something on Facebook and I got fucking taken down because their dipshit fucking censorship guidelines or whatever the fuck they're called, the standards and practices guidelines are fucked up and they flag something I said even though it wasn't like offensive at all, but some bot thought it was and they took it down. Is it irritating as it was? Facebook didn't violate my free speech. They can't violate my free speech because they're not the fucking government. Facebook is as pissed as I was and as fucking lame as the company is overall. And the same thing with other social media platforms. They cannot violate your free speech. You don't have the right to fucking post whatever the fuck you want at all times. You're using their fucking software, motherfucker. If you want to fucking post shit on Twitter and Twitter wants to say fuck you, they got the right to say fuck you. It's their fucking company. They can do whatever the fuck they want. It's fucking annoying and it sucks sometimes, but you know, fucking deal with it. Free speech is like if the government comes in and fucking silences your ass. If you start saying shit and the government fucking swoops down and fucking starts, you know, muzzling your ass, at that point, your First Amendment rights are being fucking violated. But if the government didn't come in and stop you from talking and nobody came from the fucking government and shot your fucking ass on sight for saying whatever the fuck it was that you're saying, then your First Amendment rights have not been fucking violated. I'm sorry to fucking break that to you dipshit motherfuckers. I remember when I worked at the radio station, some people were like banned from the air, like callers. Like I'd call screen and I wouldn't let certain motherfuckers on for various reasons. And they'd be like, oh, you're taking away my free speech rights. No, I'm not, motherfucker. I ain't taking away any fucking rights. If you want to fucking get on the air, Chris Johnson is the fucking arbiter. If you piss me off, if you're a fucking dick, if you're an asshole, I'm not fucking putting you on the air. You can make the best fucking point ever. But if I don't fucking like you, I am not putting you on. The fucking nature of my job as a call screener was to fucking screen out dog shit calls. That was my whole job, was allegedly stifling free speech. I think where people get confused with this is, like I saw an article the other day, like, is cancel culture violating free speech? And I'm gonna give you a fucking spoiler. No, it's fucking not. A bunch of people pissing and moaning about somebody being a racist asshole or somebody making a comment and a corporation bending to the will of a bunch of people bitching about it and firing that person, you know, whether justifiably or unjustifiably so, is not violating their fucking free speech. People fucking complained, the company fucking listened, and the fucking person got shit canned. It's how it fucking works. If I'm at the grocery store and like my boss is there, or since I work in a corporate environment, I got like 8,000 bosses. Let's say three of my bosses were at the fucking grocery store. Three people ahead of me on the fucking totem pole were at the grocery store. And I walked up to them and I said, fuck you guys, you're pieces of shit. I fucking hate you. They might fire my fucking ass. And they'd be justified in doing so. They can do whatever they want. You can't just fucking say shit like that to your fucking bosses. Doesn't matter if you're on fucking company property or not. They can fucking can your ass. Or like if you're some of these dickheads that are being caught on video, there's that fucking asshole like tech guy who was just like harassing that Asian family in California, just fucking hurling slurs at him, just being a huge dick. And somebody recorded his fucking ass. Good, fuck him. Fuck him and fuck his company. I think he stepped down now, but fuck him, a piece of garbage. Like, these people are losing their jobs. Okay, that's what fucking happens. Freedom of speech doesn't mean consequence-free speech. Like, people want consequence-free speech. That's what a lot of these motherfuckers are whining about. They want to say what they want, when they want, and have no fucking consequences for it. That's not how the fucking world works, motherfucker. The world has never worked like that. From the moment your fucking ass is born, there are consequences to your fucking speech. If you're a fucking child and your parents ask you to do something as a fucking toddler and you scream no and start, you know, fucking throwing shit on the floor, you're going to go into a timeout, as they call it today. And that's what fucking happens. That's the consequences of your fucking speech. If you tell your fucking teacher to fuck off, you're going to be suspended or to go to detention or some shit. Consequences to your fucking speech. There's always been consequences to speech, man. And yes, and certain people can say certain things. You know, people with money can probably get away with more than people without fucking money. People with power and celebrity can get away with more. Is it fair? No. What the fuck is fair, though, motherfucker? What the fuck is fair? I'm not even saying it's right or fucking wrong. I'm just telling you the facts. People just like to piss and moan. And this is from a guy whose whole podcast is based around bitching about shit. But I'm venting. I don't want to bitch, you know what I mean? I don't want to bitch. I have to bitch. Otherwise, I'll fucking explode. There are some motherfuckers who just like to piss and moan and play the fucking victim all the fucking time. Stop being pussies. And the thing is, too, if I hear you crying and whining about how your free speech is being violated, doesn't it mean your free speech hasn't been violated? Like, if I hear you bitching about it, if I hear you bringing attention to what you said and whining about how there were consequences to what you said, doesn't that prove that you do have free speech? Doesn't it disprove the bullshit that you're spouting? I'm not the only one who thinks of this shit. Motherfucker. If you want to bitch that people are taking away your right to speak or censoring you, then bitch about that. Stop saying your fucking First Amendment rights have been violated when they haven't been fucking violated. Doesn't make any fucking sense. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come down. Podbean is the host of the cast. You can download the app. You can go to the website. Every goddamn episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Play and Spotify and iHeartRadio and wherever the fuck else you find. I'm on Twitter. That's at JohnsonHateYou. I'm also on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes for some photos and videos and shit. And I'm going to keep putting the podcast on Facebook as well. So check for it in my timeline.